This is No Help Whatsoever, a Star Wars prequel trilogy fanfic. It is rated for general audiences and no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship Jango Fett / Obi-Wan Kenobi and has tags that include alternate universe fantasy, bounty hunter Jango Fett, magician Obi-Wan Kenobi, magic gone awry, ancient temples, animal transformation, accidental animal transformation, Obi-Wan gets turned into a rabbit, Bunny-Wan, Obi-Wan is never going to live this down, and Jango questions all of his life choices. Summary. Trailing along behind the Mandalorian, Obi-Wan wondered how he was ever going to explain this in his report back to the main enclave. He was never going to live this down. Obi-Wan looked pitiful. It really was the only accurate description of the Stujani magician's current state. "Do you mind?" Obi-Wan snapped, attempting to glare as Jango snickered once again. Truthfully, he couldn't help it. "You look as intimidating as a wet tuka right now," Jango told him. "The glaring isn't very effective." Disgruntled, Obi-Wan huffed and turned away. The effect was ruined when his long, floppy ear hit him in the face, and Jango started to laugh again. "This is so unfair," Obi-Wan lamented. "Nothing in any of the wall markings warned of this." In his defense, that was true. Or rather, it was as far as Jango knew. It's not like he could actually read the 1,000-year-old script on the walls of the temple they'd been investigating. He was the muscle. Obi-Wan was the scholar. That was their deal. "I take it back," Jango teased. "You're a wet baby rabbit, not even a wet Tuka kit." Obi-Wan stamped his little rabbit foot in irritation. "You are the worst," he grumbled plaintively. "No help whatsoever." Jango leaned over and patted his head. "It could be worse," he said. And as he was still cursed, Obi-Wan couldn't deny that it was the truth. Huffing, Obi-Wan drooped. "I suppose I should be grateful you're here," he allowed. "It would be very difficult to get help by myself." Looking around, Jango saw a small opening in the rocks a short distance away. "Why don't we see if that's a safe area to make camp for the night?" he suggested. "We'll never reach an inn before dark, and I'd rather have Rock at our back to limit directions threats could come from while you're indisposed." Obi-Wan stomped his foot and insisted. "I can still use magic like this." Jango raised a brow. "Can you?" Staring at a twig by Jango's foot, Obi-Wan concentrated hard and made it float. "Okay, so you can use magic. You just can't change yourself back?" Jango clarified. Obi-Wan nodded, long rabbit ears flopping as he did. "Apparently so," he groused. "I'm not sure if I need to go to the enclave for help or if we need to go back into the temple so I can study the writings further." Jango frowned heavily. "Are you sure it's smart to go back in there, all things considered?" Drooping, Obi-Wan admitted, "It's a terrible idea, but unless you have a better one that doesn't leave me in this form while we trek back to Stujon, or further, if I can't sort this out myself, it may require going all the way to the enclave in Coruscant. Do you really want to travel all that way with a talking rabbit?" Grimacing, Jango shook his head. "Absolutely not. That would do terrible things to my reputation." Tossing his head, Obi-Wan replied, "Exactly." Jango groaned and pushed himself to his feet. "Right. Back into the temple, then," he grumbled. Obi-Wan hopped along at his side. "Don't know what you're so upset about anyway," the human-turned-rabbit declared. "You're still in the correct form." Jango looked down. "Want me to carry you? We'll get there faster." Squawking indignantly, at least insofar as he could with the rabbit's vocal limitations, Obi-Wan protested vehemently. "Don't you dare," he threatened. Rolling his eyes, Jango replied, "Still not intimidating." Obi-Wan sulked. "I don't like you anymore." Jango just grinned at him. Jango doubled over, laughing.
This isn't funny, Obi-Wan wailed.
The Mandalorian wiped away a tear caused by his laughter.
It really is, he disagreed. At least you're the right height now?
Obi-Wan groaned.
But I still have ears, and my legs are fuzzy, and my pants are ripped.
Jango looked him over.
I have to admit, ears are cute, he declared.
Glaring, Obi-Wan replied.
The worst part is, you still can't lie, so I know you mean that.
Jango smirked.
Is it really so bad? He asked.
He reached out and stroked one of Obi-Wan's long, floppy ears.
Oh, Obi-Wan murmured. That does feel rather nice.
Then he froze when he realized what he had said.
But I don't want to be a bunny person. I want to be a me.
Gesturing to the writings along the wall, Jango said, Then I suppose you need to keep reading. Obi-Wan sighed heavily, ears drooping in disappointment. And we still haven't even found what we came here for, he lamented. Truth be told, Jango had put the artifact out of his mind, but now that Obi-Wan mentioned it, he remembered why they were there in the first place.
What are my odds of ending up equally like that?
If I start looking down other corridors, he asked. Obi-Wan tilted his head to the side.
Don't touch anything and don't read anything, he replied after a moment. Just look for anything that looks out of place or glowy. Or shiny. It'll either glow or shine. The texts weren't totally sure.
Jango nodded and turned to go. He paused, looked at Obi-Wan for a moment, then snaked his hand out to pat at the fluffy white cottontail just above Obi-Wan's ass.
Jango! Obi-Wan squeaked.
The Mandalorian smirked. Was just curious. Flushing hard, Obi-Wan said,
A little warning next time.
That just made Jango's smirk widen.
Like it, did you?
Obi-Wan huffed.
Perhaps. No, go. You're distracting me.
Still smirking, Jango went off to see what he could find while Obi-Wan went back to reading.
Good news is, I think I found the object you're looking for, Jango declared as he returned to the room.
Obi-Wan, who was clearly still half-rabbit, tilted his head to the side questioningly.
And the bad news? He asked.
Jango grimaced.
It probably would have been easier to reach if you were still fully bunnified.
Groaning, Obi-Wan put his head in his hands.
I cannot believe this. And yet, because I haven't fixed your curse, at the very least, you genuinely believe it to be true. I hate this.
Jango shrugged.
You were the one that wanted to come here, he reminded.
Obi-Wan threw a flat look his way.
I am aware of that, he groused.
With a snort, Jango said,
The ears still ruin any hope of that being intimidating.
Obi-Wan sulked. I've translated enough of this that I think I can revert to full rabbit form, but I still don't know how to get back to being fully human, and I don't want to grab the object until I know if we'll run into problems on the way out. Jango inclined his head, acknowledging the wisdom in that.
I'd rather us be cautious than dead, he agreed.
Obi-Wan wrinkled his nose in a move that was incredibly reminiscent of an actual rabbit, and Jango had to smother another laugh.
You are no help at all, Obi-Wan grumbled.
Rolling his eyes, Jango reached for his water skin. Taking a long drink, he asked, How long do you think you'll need to finish reading over everything? It's nearly dark, so we need to decide where we're spending the night.
Looking around, Obi-Wan said, We're safe enough in here, truth be told. Nothing in this room will activate without direct use of magic, and there's no one else around.
Jango raised a brow.
That we know of.
Obi-Wan shook his head. The temple has proximity wards that extend out a fair distance. Nothing is setting any of them off, not even any local wildlife.
That was one small mercy, at least.
Okay, Jango agreed. Hungry? Obi-Wan nodded.
Don't suppose there's any lettuce or carrots in what we have? I suddenly find that I...
He trailed off when he realized what he was asking and buried his head in his hands. Jango snickered.
Seems it's not just the outside affected, he teased.
Obi-Wan muttered something unintelligible into his hands.
Jango had expected many things when he agreed to this trip in exchange for Obi-Wan breaking the curse. He wasn't expecting this Jujani magician to end up turned into a rabbit, of all things, by some ancient, half-decrepit temple. And he certainly wasn't expecting to wake up to a small rabbit tucked against his ribcage. "Thought you didn't want to go small again until you knew how to fully change back," Jango muttered sleepily. Obi-Wan grumbled and burrowed closer. "I was cold, and it's easier to be close this way." Jango blinked. "But rabbits have fur." Obi-Wan huffed. "In the in-between, I only had some, and it tore my clothes, remember? I don't want to risk my spares." Grimacing, Jango nodded as he recalled the multiple rips in the magician's tunic and leggings. "Better now?" Jango asked. Nodding, Obi-Wan muttered. "You're warm." Carefully curling an arm around his fluffy companion, Jango said. "Always have been." They both drifted back off to sleep for a while. "Okay," Jango said. "You're sure?" Obi-Wan huffed, a sound that still sounded utterly ridiculous coming from a rabbit. "Yes," he replied brusquely. "Let's just get this over with, shall we?" Jango nodded. "Good luck." Obi-Wan hopped as fast as his small legs would carry him, darting below the low-hanging obstructions and through the small gaps in the walls that would have prevented a human from getting through the maze. The object he wanted was at the far side of the room. "With magic, I can levitate it," Obi-Wan declared triumphantly. "I don't have to try to carry it in this form." That made Jango feel a little better. He'd wondered how a rabbit would manage to carry an object nearly half its own size through all the obstacles in the room. "Just be careful," Jango called. He still needed Obi-Wan to break the curse. And, more importantly, he'd already come to care about the eccentric magician. That, in and of itself, was the most unexpected part of this quest. With a final hop, Obi-Wan arrived back at Jango's feet, a glowing triangle-shaped object floating behind him. "Do you have what you need to change back?" Jango asked. Obi-Wan nodded. "I want to do it back in the main chamber, though, so I have my clothes close at hand." Jango nodded. That was probably wise. Eyeing his companion, Jango noticed how tired he was. "Want me to carry you?" he offered. Drooping, Obi-Wan nodded. "I have to admit, that was more tiring than I had anticipated." Jango bent down and scooped the small rabbit up in his arms. "You've had an interesting 2 days. Doesn't surprise me that you're tired." Obi-Wan let himself melt in the warmth of Jango's strong embrace as they returned to the main room. Taking great care, Jango set Obi-Wan down. It took a great deal of Obi-Wan's focus, but he was able to return himself to full human form. Minus any and all clothing. He groaned in annoyance as Jango laughed, tossing him his bag. "Here," the Mandalorian teased. "I think you need that." Obi-Wan blushed as he dug his spare clothes out of his bag. "Yes, thank you," he managed. Once he was fully dressed, he stuffed the object into his now much emptier bag. "Now, I do believe I have a curse to undo," he declared. Jango smiled. "Why don't we get back to Stujon first? You've been through a lot. I can wait a little longer. I know you'll keep to the deal." Obi-Wan smiled faintly. "Thank you," he replied quietly. "I could do it right now, but it would be more magically tiring than usual given the last few days. I can rest some on the ride back and be more prepared to break the curse." Nodding, Jango said, "I agree. Come on, let's get out of here." Trailing along behind the Mandalorian, Obi-Wan wondered how he was ever going to explain this in his report back to the main enclave. He was never going to live it down.